A lot of us underestimate the power of asking for what we want. This concept of just asking, speaking to say, hey, I want this. Hey, I have a question for you. I'm interested in this. Like, it sounds minor to ask a questions or tell someone what you want, but it has such big impact to getting us closer to our goals. And I want to talk about this because I was thinking the other day, and I realized a lot of the things that I consider as a big accomplishment, like negotiating for my salary, getting a promotion, getting a high rating, performance rating in my work, in my role, you know, getting the discount that I want, getting the house that I want, you know, getting a better interest rate, like getting any minor discount on just grocery or anything. I realized a lot of the things that I want in life, I have taken the initiative to sometimes simply just ask the question. Sometimes just as simply as showing the other person or whoever that I need to talk to that I am interested. Like so many things in life. And I think a lot of us actually underestimate this idea of like how important it is to just ask, to tell the other person, hey, I'm interested. What do you think I could do to get there? Like, I get it. You know, there are times where I feel like even if I know, for example, like if I'm like shopping for something and maybe I could get a better deal, but it's like if it's not, you know, like a big discount, whatever, there is that hesitation of like, oh, I don't want to bother. You know, it's gonna be awkward, or maybe the other person doesn't even want me to ask about it or talk about it. Like, you almost feel like bad for asking. But when it is something that you want, you know, bad enough or even just interested, because there are sometimes, like today, for example, I'll just give it to you because like that reminded me, like I was buying window blinds at Lowe's, you know, like a Home Depot, which is like a home store, like a home furniture, home improvement type of store. And I was buying window blinds, and I tend to do this, which I do my due diligence in shopping at different competitor, you know, other home improvement store to see who have the best prices. And whenever I do see the best price, I tell the store that I am the most interested in about the other price and if they could do price match. And it's a popular thing. I think many of you who go to Best Buy or many like big store like Target, even Costco, like they do price match most of the time. But in order for you to get that, you have to bring it up, right? Like you have to ask like, hey, you know, I know one of your competitors doing that. But I think that most of us, or some of us, definitely I'm guilty of this because I am becoming more of an introvert as I grow older. I don't always want to talk, you know, I feel like I'm bothering them. I feel like it's going to be an awkward conversation. It's not going to be a pleasant conversation. So I always have like a natural instinct to like, let's not, unless it's really worth it. But then there's this small part of me behind my head that's just like, dude, like you could get a better deal. You could save some money. And in times where right now, as a first time homeowner, like I could really use saving any penny. So yeah, like I ask, I push myself, like get out of that comfort zone. Like it's okay if it's awkward. It's okay if they say no. You know, worst case scenario is that you don't get the discount. You don't get what you want, but you ask, like you don't lose anything. You're basically just trying. And I realized I apply this a lot in so many things that I do, like big and small, big things. And I realized this even more so. It's like, from my salary negotiation, you know, communicating, like studying, like before I even say anything on big things like, you know, promotion, salary negotiation, applying to a new job. Like, it's not just about simply throwing a question out there or saying what you want. I think you really do or should prepare for what you're going to say when you say what you want and like why you have to justify yourself. And I could tell you that when I negotiate, and it's part of this idea of like speaking up, right? It's like, okay, like if you want higher pay, you gotta ask for it. But you can't just say, I want higher pay. Give it to me, right? Like that's not the kind of asking I'm referring to. You have to be strategic about it. But the concept here is that you do gotta ask. You gotta show that you're interested. And I could tell you the first time when, like, not the first time, but when I had to negotiate with a company, like a big shot companies, one of those like very famous dreamy company, I call it like a almost like a name brand. It's like, you know, when you go to Harvard or whatever, it's like one of those companies where like a lot of people want to get into, but at this, even though as much as I want to get into it too, I didn't want to be lowballed with my salary. So I had to decide, like, am I going to negotiate? Am I going to speak up? And it was like a really nerve-wracking moment because I know that there are coworkers, like previous coworkers of mine that also got into the company. And I know they were like high performer and they told me they didn't even negotiate when they got an offer with this company. But I decided that I'm going to negotiate. I'm going to, you know, and it's this concept again, it's not to be aggressive or be rude and say like, I want pay more, I deserve it. It's nothing like that. It's never coming from a perspective of what you think you deserve, nor about what you like or what you want. Like, it's not as simple. You have to be strategic about it. And when, especially on big things, right? On small things like discounts or whatever, you don't, you know, have to think too much about it. But on big things, you do want to be strategic about it. And it's also super important, especially on big things, that you do speak up and show that you're interested, you know, ask the right question. And I have done that. You know, I did my research, you know, to think about how I would negotiate, like how to basically say, you know, I think we could work at a higher salary rate, and here's why, here's the value that I bring, here's what I think I could bring to the company that will drive XXX, that will basically in turn, you guys will get the revenue, you know, at the end of the day, through the value that I contribute, right? So like, there's so many ways to kind of put it, but I realize like, regardless of what it is, like promotion, same thing, you know, like I have gone through, even recently, different performance reviews, promotions, where even though there's parts of me that's like, you know what, I might not get it, it's fine. Like, there's almost like this, it's okay if I don't get this higher one, but I always push myself to ask for the higher one. Like, I'll tell you this, I have received one of the highest rating, like about 2 cycles ago now, and it happens. I feel like, yes, of course, you have to have the opportunity where, you know, people around you truly believe that you have done something amazing. But I could tell you that sometimes, even though you could do something like very amazing and just kind of like out of the park, sometimes your colleagues, your manager, whoever, might not be like your biggest advocate until you also advocate for yourself. And that's like one of the biggest thing. And I think that goes with everything, like beyond work, applies to your relationship. Like when you think you are beautiful and when you think you're worthwhile and you think that you deserve love and that, you know, and that applies to friendship as well. Like when you think, like basically when you love yourself and you like have this spirit and spark within you that shows people that, yeah, like I deserve to be loved and respected because I love myself and I respect myself. You know, it's like those things where then other people also see that value in you and they start treating you the way that you see yourself. And that goes the same way with, you know, career. And like when you speak up and you tell them, of course, again, in a strategic and a mindful and a thoughtful way of like, hey, you know, I think I did amazing in this recent project because it impacted XXX and it had this type of value. I think we should aim for the highest or the higher performance rating. I think we should go for the promotion this cycle because I did this and this and this and so, you know, have communicated great feedback and it drove this kind of value to the organization, right? Like, And you gotta sometimes say it multiple times. It's not like a one-time thing where you say you're awesome and other people would just follow suits. Like, I could tell you it would require multiple times of repeating that, but showing that, of course, you can't just say you're amazing without, you know, acting on it as well. But I think that when, even in like instances where people have a very short interaction with you, like an interview, right? Like, you don't have all these like multiple times to like reiterate yourself and repeat your statements. Like, how do you convey what you want, right? And it's, that's like confidence, right? Like, when you interview with someone and you show that you want the job, you're interested in the job, that conveys a lot of the times to confidence. And people like confidence. When people see that, like, wow, this person not only really liked the role, really interested, it's a good fit, but they seem very confident when they communicate into it, right? Like, there is this like initial, almost like shock sometimes to people, because you'll be surprised how often people don't ask for what they want. You'll be surprised how often people don't communicate what they're interested in. What is it that they want? You know, or like ask something of you that maybe you have the keys to the castle where you could actually say yes to certain people. You know, you'll be surprised of that. And I think that is why I highly encourage all of you out there, like, if you do want something big or small, sometimes it's like in your mind, start practicing asking for what you want and speak up for what you want. Because I really think that, like, doing the hard work, yes, is important, you know, doing all the other things financially, emotionally, whatever, like, to prepare for what you want, great. But like, asking for what you want has to be part of this like success package. Like, because sometimes you could be the smartest person, you could have everything else ready to go, but if you don't open up yourself and like be willing to start asking people around you questions to get you closer to what you want, you're missing out on so many opportunities. Like, I can't even count how many opportunities in my life that I consider as like accomplishments that I have done in my life would have been missed if I have never spoken up and asked the right questions and asked the people along the way that I think could have helped me to help me. Now, before I give you an example of like things within my life where like it really made a big difference when I have communicated that I wanted something to the people that matter and asked the right questions, I also want to share and give an example of like, what do I mean by asking questions? Because I don't mean by, you know, asking any kind of questions where it could be like dumb questions. Like, here's what I mean by that, okay? Like, let's say you really want to become an engineer. You can't just go around people and engineer and just be like, how do I become an engineer? How do I code this? How do I code? Like, it's there's a difference between, hey, you're like, if you see an engineer, you're like, oh my God, you're on the path of where I want to go. How did you get started? That's a valid question. What's not a valid question is that, let's say you're learning how to code and you're like, oh my God, I forgot how to, you know, code this thing. And you're like constantly going to your engineering friends and be like, how do I code this again? How do I code that? How do I do this? Like, basically things that you could just Google yourself online and find out. Like, when you're really like in the weeds of basically like, this is not even like a one-off question of like a friend that you know is working on the same project as you or something, but you're just like basically relying on other people to do your homework. Like, that is where the line is drawn, where, you know, it's not like just throwing questions out there hoping it sticks and people just help you do your work, but it's like being strategic in like showing your interest and saying you want this and that you're a good fit for this and you're interested in moments that matters. And again, of course, it depends on like, are we talking about something small or big, right? Because if it's something small, like a discount, you know, in a store, right? Like, you just gotta ask the questions, like, hey, you know, I heard you guys have this discount, or like, hey, you know, I saw your competitor have this price, do you guys do price match? Or, you know, for example, when I bought my house, I negotiated, and I also like worked my loan officer to constantly ask and research myself online, like, hey, can, like, how what kind of wiggle room does my loan officer have to like lower my interest rate? Like, what is the best way strategically for me to get the best rate, right? And I could tell you, like, for my home, I had to learn online of like what is the best way to shop around for the best rate. So like I had, you know, multiple banks that I was talking to, making sure that they are also somewhat like giving each other, you know, what their rates are. So and at the end of the day, I get the best rate, right? And this still is part of this like speaking up for what you want, because I was also candid with each of my loan, you know, officer that I was, you know, shopping at the time, like, hey, you know, my interest, like, you guys are great, like, you're a great person, I want to work with you, but my interest is that I want to optimize for lowest monthly payment or lowest, you know, interest rate. So you help me out here, you know, let me know what you could do for me. It's a very honest transaction, right? You are doing your due diligence, your loan officer is going to try their best to get your business. And but you do have to speak up, right? Like that, like practice, even using my muscle to say like, hey, you know, I am shopping around, but you know, I do enjoy working with you, and my interest is to find the lowest rate for the home. This is the monthly I'm, you know, optimizing for. Like, even saying that, it's not a natural thing for me, you know. I had to like think about it, plan it, and speak up and ask for it, right? And that's what I mean. Even for like the house price, I knew what they listed it for. It's like one of those new construction. There was a part of me that thought, you know, maybe that's it, you know, for this type of home, whatever they list is what it is. But guess what? It's nothing is never set in stone for everything and anyone, right? Like, even in some scenario where it is, it never hurt to ask. And that's kind of my mentality, is that it never hurt to ask. Like, even if it's the case where no, like, it's done, there is no lower price, there's no nothing, like, even if the answer is a solid no, like, unless you're gonna get some like crazy punishment for even asking the question, like, it never hurt to ask. Just like, hey, do you guys do this? Hey, I'm interested in that. I was wondering if it's something that you could do that, like, that you guys could do that for me. You know, like, the worst, like, and I could tell you, sometimes, depending on what it is and just how I feel of the day, like, if I just don't feel like being turned down or being, like, talked to rudely the day, I would choose not to even ask these questions, even in moments where I feel like I could have, I might get a good deal at the end of the day, but I choose not to because I don't even want to bother. Because, look, the reality is that sometimes you will encounter really rude people or mean people, or just the reality, which is no, a hard no on whatever it is that you just asked for or practiced or, you know, wanted. Like, it's just a hard no, and you need to prepare yourself to be okay and walk away with it. Again, like, you ask these questions just for the sake of something like doing your part, you know. And again, never hurts to ask. So you ask, and if you get a no, a rejection, that's okay. You just gotta eat it up and just move on, right? And I am still practicing that muscle, even though I constantly practice that muscle myself. So if you don't feel like, if you're feeling uneasy afterwards and you don't feel good, like, just know it's okay, like, it's natural, move on. Like, that person's no longer even thinking about you anymore, just move on. Like, you do your part, you did your part, move on, you know. But more often than not, I think you'll find yourself on the other end, which is you are going to get the benefit on the other side of it. Like this example I was going to share with you, because I start practicing, I realized unconsciously, I start practicing this muscle of mine, which is like asking for what I want, showing interest of what I want to the right people, ever since I was really young. Like, I remember even back in when I was in high school, there was like two things that I really wanted to do that I was able to do, and I highly believe that it was because I have asked for what I wanted and have shown interest to the right people that I wanted to get there. One is cheerleading. I had really bad GPA and bad grades when I was in like freshman year in high school, and in order to get into cheerleading, you need a certain GPA. So I not only like that, I could have basically just said, okay, like, let me just did everything I could to bring my grades up, right? Just study on my own, you know, do all my homework, and that, like, though that was part of the route, but I added communicating what I wanted and ask the question to the people that matter most. What I mean is that I talked to every single one of my teacher back in high school during that time, and I told them, like, hey, I had a goal, and my GPA that time was really bad. Like, it was nowhere near where it needs to be in order for me to even try to join cheerleading. So I went to every single one of my teacher. I said, hey, I know my grades is not where it needs to be. Here is the GPA that I'm aiming to get by the end of this time frame, which I think at that moment I had like one quarter to move my grade up. Otherwise, like, I would have missed the deadline to even try out for cheerleading. So I communicated to every single one of my teacher what my goals was and the timeline that I wanted to achieve it. And I asked the question, I asked every one of my teacher, what can I do to get there? And my teacher basically would lay it out to me. Okay, in order for you to get that grade or get this GPA in my class, you would at least need to get a B or an A or whatever, right? Like the grade that I would need from each of the class. And in order for me to get that grade, they'll say, okay, you got 3 more quizzes coming. For each of these quizzes, you probably need to at least get, you know, on average 2 B's, 1 A, or, you know, 2 B plus, 1 C, you know, whatever, right? Like, whatever that requirement is, they'll lay it out for me. And the only reason why they were laying out for me because I asked for it. I asked them specifically, between now and then, what's coming up? Like, what do I need to do in order for me to get those grades, right? And they'll also tell me, like, here are extra credit projects that you could also do. If you do this project, that project, this thing, it will add credit to your grades, etc., etc., right? And I took all of those things down, you know, like, make sure I do them. And not only that, I show them. I remember I was very strategic about it because, look, like, I went to a public high school, so it wasn't, like, all that serious looking back at it. Meaning that your teacher usually sometimes are quite flexible in giving you the grade that they think you deserve. Sometimes it's based on the effort that you put into it too, or at least the teachers that I had during that time, I felt like they were more lenient, and sometimes like they have empathy, and like especially when they see a bad kid, which I consider myself to be somewhat bad because my grades were just not there. When they see that you're trying really hard and you're like, you know, almost changing into a new person, they feel like, okay, cool, like they kind of want to help you out a little bit too, like some of my teacher at least. So not only that, I just asked them one day, walked in like, hey, this is my goal, this is where I want to be, what do you think? And then disappear, you know, for the next 3 months. I decided that I'm gonna stay after class and do homework in these teachers' classes. So not only that, number one, they saw how dedicated I was. I was serious about this. So not only that, I asked them, I told them what I wanted, I asked them what I needed to do to get there, I showed them that I was so dedicated that I would stay after school to do my homework. Yes, but that wasn't even just that. Like, that wasn't the only reason why I stay after class. It's also because I needed help. You know, like, in order for me to actually get to the grades that I needed, I knew that I was going to have questions as well. So I would do my homework almost like in real time. And if I did have questions, I would ask my teacher, like, hey, is this how I do it? Like, you know, basically make sure I get it right too. Right. So I was like super dedicated. Like, that's another thing for another time that we could talk about, that like, in order to get what you want, sometimes you do sometimes have to be almost like obsessive, you know, with your craft and like getting there to kind of like do the impossible sometimes. But for whatever reason, I did it. Like, those 3 months, I like changed as a person. I like made it known what I wanted to the people that mattered most, and I did what I need to do on my end to truly make it happen, because sometimes asking for what you want and telling people that you want it is not enough, but it's powerful though. I think it's a big part of, you know, getting you like as part of this journey. Of course you gotta do your part too, but like asking for what you want, saying what you want is important. And of course, by those end of those 3 months, I brought up my grades, I got where I need to be, I tried out for cheerleading, and I got in. So, I mean, that's just an example of, that just happens so much. I would say, like, throughout my life, like, careers, interviews, salaries, promotions, performance reviews, projects, get it done, get it launched, get it, you know, there's a lot of that. And I'm still learning to improve that. But I could tell you, you know, like a lot of the good things that I consider as good things, like, you know, accomplishments, discounts, you know, like good prices, whatever that is, it all comes from the fact sometimes of not only, but like really a big driver of it. It's me asking for what I want and letting the people, the right people know what I want. And asking the right questions as part of that, right? So it gets you closer to getting it. So I wanted to share this because I feel like it's almost like not the only, of course, magic word or thing, one thing that you do and just happens, but it's like really part of this like sparkle path that like if you add this component like of asking for what you want and asking the right questions to the right people, it will actually help you get you closer to your goal, like just that much closer. So if you're, you know, want to, like there's stuff in your mind, you're like, you know, actually know, you know, who I should be asking these questions to or who I actually would have wanted to ask these questions to, but I've just never, you know, really thought it was a good idea or I'm too shy to ask or I don't know if it's a good idea to ask. Well, here's the push for you. You should probably ask, and it's okay. The worst thing that you'll get, it's a rejection and a no. And to be honest, if you never asked and took into action, the chances of you getting a no and rejection is still there. You know, like it's like, if I've never told my teacher that I wanted to get that grade because I want to try out for cheerleading and ask for like, what do I need to do to get those grades? I could have guessed, you know, what I needed to do to, you know, get the grades that I needed, right? Like I just need to study really hard. I could have like just study on my own really hard in the dark, right? Just like do everything myself. And I could have still failed, you know, or I could have still succeeded. But what I'm trying to say is that by sometimes asking the right questions and showing interest to the right people, you don't really know how much that actually helped you at the end game. I could tell you that in a similar situation in high school, which I for sure knows is because I asked the questions and showed my interest to the right people. That's why I got it. Otherwise, I would have never gotten it, which is there was this other like club that I wanted to join. It's called like the Service Commission, which is basically you, like the boring stuff is that you help out the school, you clean, you do, you're kind of like a police in the school, you're like that. But the cool thing is that you basically get to cut in line for lunch and you get to be late to go to class because you're supposedly like, you know, cleaning up the school and like making sure everything, like no one's fighting, you know, things like that. But anyway, the only reason why I know I got to become one of those like service commission people or join the club is because number one, like, or the reason why I know that I wouldn't have gotten in if I didn't ask the right questions and show my interest to the right people is because my grades during that time, again, I said it was terrible. And I think I got that even before I got my grades up for cheerleading. And the reason why I got the join, so the reason why I know I wouldn't have gotten it if I haven't done that is because my grade wasn't even good enough in the first place. And you were supposed to write this like essay about yourself, and I know I wrote a terrible essay, like which is not even good. So I knew like it would just, I wouldn't have gotten in. But I have spoken to the president, basically a teacher that is the president of the club. And I was like, I really want to join this club. And here's the reason why. Like, I sat down. Like, I think I booked an office hour with this president of the club. And like, he was like an older fella. And he was very nice, like a teacher. And like, he was just sitting there nodding his head like, okay. Like, he could really see, wow, like this kid, like really passionate about this. And then I followed him like along as he patrolled the school on this like service commission club thing or whatever. Basically, like, again, really showing my interest that I'm like serious, like I really wanted to do this. So like I lacked basically certain areas that basically maybe like not even qualify to join this club, but because I really, you know, told this person, like stepped up, booked time, sat down, spend the time, ask the questions, and really show my interest. Honestly, I think the teacher ended up just really feeling bad for me, because when he was announcing who got into the club, and the very last and I sat right in front of this, like when he made the announcements, also like a war show, he was like on stage and everyone just sat in the audience to like see if their name's gonna get called if they got made it into the club. I purposely sat right in front of him, like, so he's standing in the stage, he looked down, like I'm right there, front row, you know, and I purposely sat there. I'm like, well, I'm not really hoping that like he will just see me and just give it to me, but just like basically I want him to acknowledge that I'm right there, you know, and I really hope that I'll get one, like he pass out a hat, like whoever, you know, made it to the club. And literally, I think he was already done. He already called every person's name. And I really think that because maybe he saw me in the front row and he remembered, like, oh my God, this little girl really wants this for whatever reason. I think it's not even a big deal. It's just the club. And I could see in his face, he was like, and he called my name, you know, as the last person. He gave me the hat, so I got joined in the club. And I firmly believe the only reason why he gave me the hat or that he allowed me to join the club because of me, like, just being persistent, like me asking him the questions and I'm interested. And, you know, again, it's not a big deal, I guess. I mean, like, at the time to me it was a big deal, but like if you're a teacher, you're like president of the club, and the club just stands for people that who just want to help out other students, like you just look for volunteer. I mean, you know, whatever, like my guess is that to him it's not like that big of a deal, you know, for me to join the club. And the fact that I'm just so interested, like he's like, sure, why not, you know. And that just goes for, you know, like even discount stuff. Like today I really felt like when I was at Lowe's trying to buy my windows, I think if it were anybody else, like I think they'll be like, no, there's no discount. Or like, you know, they would not even do anything or say anything. But I'm like, hey, last time I think you said, you know, if the product's exactly the same, there's price match, right? And they're like, well, not always. But anyway, you know, again, like, be strategic, be thoughtful, be mindful and respectful when you ask these questions. Like, honestly, sometimes it's not that easy, because whenever I ask the question, it's like, it could sound like a very simple question, but there's some thought into it, you know, like you gotta almost think psychology a little bit, not to manipulate, but just to be like polite and precise and like get to the point, like what, like without, like people don't even know what are you saying, right? You want to avoid that. So anyway, try it out. If you're interested in me, like even talking about these topics, like let me know. Maybe I could talk about it more, like how, like what goes into my mind too when I like plan out kind of like, okay, like how do I ask this even question without sounding like bleh, you know? So anyway, I hope that this is helpful. So if you have a thought of like, man, I really want to accomplish this or get this or do that, or like, would be nice if this, like, well, how do I even start? Like, how do I ask the question? Who do I even ask? Like, if you have those kind of questions, let me know. You could message me on my Instagram at Real Things You Should Know to let me know that you're interested in topics like this, so I could like talk more about it or go deeper into it. So anyway, talk to you next week. Bye.